In the living of tantric truth, one receives revelation and guidance serendipitously. They may come in dreams, waking trance, from something someone else says in passing, or as spontaneous epiphany after the integration of previous guidance. Burning one's ego in the flames of fire then suggests setting aside your doubts and triumphing over obstruction to carry out the truth of the revelation. The fire of faith here is not having belief that an abstract God or truth exists. Rather, we are prompted to have pure faith in the validity of our revelations, knowing without equivocation they are divinely sourced and meant to lead us further along the path. Consequently, burning in fire denotes a necessity to passionately adhere to the truth of revelation, applying the penetrating, all-consuming flame of your awareness and energy toward realization. Such force as fire is needed, because often revelation contradicts what we already believe or what society has conditioned us to believe. And believing is not the same as knowing. Moreover, the energetic heat of action may be needed to propel us completely into unknown territory when we have no pre-existing ideation of a given revelation. We must burn with a desire to proceed in spite of ignorance and contrary conditioning. The third energy center, represented by fire, denotes the individual will pursuing egoistic control and power over others. But to burn one's ego in the fire of faith and revelation merges the individual will with the divine will, allowing us to easily transcend obstructions and move beyond the confines of our conditionings. Sacrifice your mind in the fire of faith. Faith becomes devotion, and devotion frees. Once the ego is burned to ash through devotion, love is perceptible.